Tunisia's National Constituent Assembly questioned the country's tourism minister, Amel Kerboul, and deputy interior minister for security, Rida Sfar. Kerboul is accused of receiving 61 Israeli tourists last month, and Sfar is suspected of facilitating their entry into Tunisia. In her defense, the tourism minister said that many companies have now cancelled all future Tunisia port stops, which could provide millions of dinars to the state.
This year, we wanted to welcome 600,000 cruise ship tourists who could spend millions in our country. Now we are in danger because companies refuse to choose here as their destination.
Lawmakers rejected the use of economic pressures to impose relations with Tel Aviv, which is responsible for crimes against humanity.
Israel is building a segregation wall and occupying lands. It's banning religious practice for non-Jews. It's detaining women and children and rejecting rights for Palestinians. Normalizing relations with the Zionists will not solve our economic and tourism crisis.
Deputy Interior Minister Rida Sfar also argued that accepting Israelis on Tunisian soil is an old practice.
The entry of the Israelis is a non-administrative and technical procedure. It's been followed by the Interior Ministry prior to and after the January 14 revolution.
MPs said that they consider the presence of Israeli tourists a threat to national security.
We cannot control tourists holding Israeli passports or investigate the real reason behind their visit because we do not have a database for Israelis. We do not have ties with the Zionist regime.
Tourism Minister Amel Kerboul and Deputy Interior Minister Rida Sfar say they did not act unilaterally to authorize the entry of Israeli tourists. However, lawmakers hold the two ministers responsible for trying to normalize ties with Tel Aviv. Adnan Shereshi, Press TV, Tunis.